Hello, welcome to the Sacred Word Audio Boo Podcast. This is Myra, your host and servant of the Lord. Today is Wednesday, January 26, 2011. Today we will be reading on the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. So please find a place to rest a while, to sit, and just become aware of the presence of God as we listen to His Word for us today. And we just ask the Holy Spirit to come and to breathe into us, to move us, to attract us, to strengthen us, to protect us. And we read, "Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around Him was so large that He got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables, and in His teachings He said, 'Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Others' seeds fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants so that they did not bear any grain. Still other seeds fell on good soil. It came up, grew, produced a crop, sometimes multiplying 30, some 60, and sometimes 100 times. Then Jesus said, 'Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear.' Later, when He was alone with the 12 and the others, they asked Him about the parables, and He told them, 'The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing, but never perceiving, and ever hearing, but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven.' Then Jesus said to them, 'Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seeds sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, sometimes 30, sometimes 60, and sometimes 100 times what was sown." Please sit a while with this word. Lord Jesus, through the gift of your Holy Spirit, you fill us with a spirit of praise and joy and peace. Fill us with that resurrection joy and help us to live a life of praise and thanksgiving. And may we always witness to those around us the joy of the gospel and the reality of your resurrection. Amen. May the peace of God be with you always. Amen.